Let's pray before we start.
Father, thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to be here, Lord, to gather together, Lord. We spend all day together yesterday preparing that message, Lord, and all day today. I just pray, Father, that you fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill the people that are here, Lord, with your Holy Spirit so that they can receive what you want them to receive, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll get all the distraction out of the way. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to me. Lord, edify your saints, Father, please. After all these things, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you get all the glory from me. Amen.
So if you are saved this evening, you've been saved for any length of time. We have different aspects in the Christian life. It can be, we know we have to read our Bible, we have to pray. Perhaps when we grow, we can serve as teachers in the other building. Right now we have a Bible club, we have Pastor Tony who's teaching. But I would like to talk to you specifically about one aspect. One of these aspects in our Christian life, and it is to be a witness. We know that after we get saved, we have to be a witness. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 11, starting at verse 11. Verse 10 talk about the judgment seat of Christ, and we know as saved people, we all one day are going to appear and will be judged for everything that we've done in the body, good or bad. Now starting reading verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Go to verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, what a beautiful verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us, what has he given to us? The ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us, what? The word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Look at verse 18 again. He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To whom has he given that? To every saved person. If you're saved this evening, he has given you, it's not only to pastors, to deacons, to missionaries, but to all of us that are saved. He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And it is, we have been called into that ministry. It is a command. It's a command from God. It's not a suggestion. The Bible says, He has given us that ministry. Some of those men, I see two men right there that I know, that go to the port ministry. What do they go for? They bring the word of reconciliation. That's what they do when they go there. They go and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the death, burial, and resurrection, so that people can be saved. People can be added to the body of Christ. Now, turn to John. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Verse 26, 27. Last two verses of the chapter. But when the Comforter is come, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. When we get saved, we receive the Holy Spirit, and we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't give us 50% of the Holy Spirit or 60%. He's given us the Holy Spirit. What we need to do is to let the Holy Spirit speak through us. That's why we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit that you may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have to walk in the Spirit. And you'll be amazed when we are walking in the Spirit, how God will put opportunities in the way to talk to people that exactly at that time, they are either ready to be saved or they are ready to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God does that every day. But if you're not filled with the Spirit, you'll miss those opportunities. And you'll come to the pastor and say, God is not using me. I don't understand. I don't get any lead from the Holy Spirit. Well, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you won't get any opportunity. You don't think you have any opportunity, but they are everywhere. Don't you we know that the world is dying and that what they need, guys, we have it. It's right here. We have it. It's the Word of God. What we need to do is to make sure we are filled with the Holy Spirit so that anywhere we go, we are ready to preach, pass out the tract, do something so that we can be used by God and the Holy Spirit can say exactly what needs to be said to that individual. So first of all, we are commanded by God to be a witness. Now, how can we be a witness? Well, go to Mark. I'm glad you asked. Go to Mark 13:10. Mark chapter 13. Verse 10. Your page is turning. Okay. The Bible says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. Well, when you go in the hall, you have tracts, you have New Testaments that we've been passing out. When we were on Reunion Island, very thankful to this church, we were able to pass out 1,500 tracts and 20 Bibles, and that's publishing the word. When we were in Andrean Island, we had markets where we had, when I say markets, where people sell things, and some markets, you had 100 people, some other markets, bigger ones, 1,000 people. And all we were doing, obeying the command from God and just passing out tracts, publishing the word. You'll be amazed, one of the lady that got saved in Australia that was there on an island, and she was saved only, it was only 2 months she was saved. She did not miss a single time to be at the market with us. Every other week we would go to the market and she was there. Pastor, when can I come with you? When can we go to the market? When can we pass our tracts? And the first time she went out there, she just gave a tract. And the next time we went to the market, she would give the tract and explain what it was. And then the third time we go to the market, she will be so excited and she will be, hey, if you need to sit down, my pastor is over there and he can tell you more about how to be saved. And you see how she was zealous to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ and how to be saved. So what was she doing? Publishing the word of God. So we are commanded to be a witness. We can be a witness by publishing the word of God. Go. Third point. We can be a witness by our personal testimony. When we are saved, and it is very, each of us here has a testimony. Some of us got saved when we were very young, 5, 6 years old. Some of us got saved really late in life. But we each have a testimony. It's personal. And you'll be amazed how impactful and how the Lord uses that to witness to other people. That's all testimony. It's personal. But the Lord did something. You can tell them when, how it happened, what happened to you. You might know a lot of scripture. You might not know much. But you still can tell them. That's your testimony. Tell them how you got saved. That is very, very impactful. So we are commanded to be a witness. We can do it by publishing God's word. We have our personal testimony. Something else. We can also witness by caring for others. Look at Jude, right before Revelation, the end of your Bible. Jude, verse 22. And 23. The book right before Revelation. And of some having compassion, making a difference. What is the fruit of the Spirit? We have nine attributes. What is the first one? Love. We have the love of Christ. If we love, if we can ask the Lord Jesus Christ to love others like He loved them, like He loves them, and if we can care for them as much as He cares for them, how much He loves them, once again, the Lord will give us opportunity to have compassion on people that are lost. We can pray for the Lord to give us an opportunity to help. Can be bringing a meal, sitting down with them when something happened in their family. It can be helping them with a project. It can be asking them if we can pray for something in their life, someone, a relative. Something very fresh on my mind that happened over time, but yesterday that person got saved. And I'm not giving you the illustration to brag on myself. I know a lot of you have done a lot of things and people have got saved as a result of it. But I think it will be a good illustration for you to understand. 3 months ago, before we went through an island, so maybe a little more than that, Bill, the Lord burdened me one morning as I was reading my Bible for that individual, and it was very evident that the Lord wanted me to help him with a project. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And did it. And I was able then after that to sit down, open the Bible, share the gospel with him. And you know what happened? He didn't get saved. He didn't get saved. Say, okay, Lord, I keep praying for him. Keep praying for him. And right before, the day before we went through an island, once again, was able to share the gospel with him. And you know what happened? He didn't get saved again. He did not. And for 3 months, praying for him. And we come back and we hear that someone else, the Lord used someone else to speak to him on how to be saved, share the gospel with him, John 3, and I've given him one of these little, do you know if you have eternal life? And well, yesterday, he got saved. And this morning, we had lunch together, and he told me the best way he could. Said, I don't know how to explain to you, I'm just different, there's something, I know where I'm going, I have peace. So you'll be amazed, if we can truly have compassion, if we can ask the Lord to help us to have compassion for people. I am telling you, this world is dying, and yet, we're just making our schedule, and it's not the priority. If we really care, and we make it a priority, we'll have much more opportunities to witness, and to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we think about it, Jesus Christ died for us. He died. He paid the ultimate price on the cross. And we are here, like if I'll just live my life. And we have to remember something. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. This is not a home. We are just going through. Just passing through. That's right. So we are commanded by God to be a witness. We can do it by publishing His word, by our personal testimony. Having compassion on others. Something else. Another illustration. Read verse 23 of Jude. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garments spoiled by the flesh. And as I read that verse, illustration came into mind. So I'm here standing here. Someone who had compassion and was led by the Holy Spirit at that time to speak to me about Jesus Christ. Well, that man that you all know, one day, my mother-in-law, she told him, she said, if you want to go to hell, then go there. And you know what? Really, as I was reading that, I thought, you know what? She was led by the Holy Spirit because he will never come to church. He was so stubborn. And she said that and it shook him. Wow. And guess what? He came to church. He started coming to church. And not only that, he got saved. And then we know the rest of the story. But You see that? Sometimes we need to have compassion. Other times we need to be more rough, direct. Really, we really do. They know when they go on ships, they have one shot, they won't see those sailors again, and sometimes that's what they need to do. Last point. And that's a privilege to be able to do that. Other times, we can sit down and open the Bible. And once again, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit when we do that. We don't want to drag God, and He's never leading us to do that. We just can't help it, and we just need to tell someone. Well, we have to be careful with that, because we might actually, instead of getting them closer to be saved, we can actually push them further away. So we need to be very careful with that and very attentive to what the Holy Spirit is doing. But if we have the opportunity, then that's why it'll be wise to learn the scripture, so then we know where to go. And we all know the Romans Road. I mean, we've been in this church for, I think, long enough with a pastor that preaches the Word of God, that we should be able to show people how to be saved. So in conclusion, we can be a witness because, number one, it's a command from God. We can be a witness by publishing God's word, by sharing our personal testimony, showing compassion to other people, but also sitting down with them and opening up the Bible. Let's make it a priority to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ so more souls can be saved. Amen.